What do you do when your life just blows? Trapped in a job where the bullshit flows? You feel like choking everyone you know, but wait! Sit right down and lend an ear. Let the Schadenfreude bring you cheer from the grief and the frustration. Here with plausible, audible, pauses.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Plausible Audible Pauses. Now, I know that some of you might still be sore at me over the comments from my last podcast.
Holy shit! You'll never take me alive! Sure you can!
Okay, well, that sucked. At least I know someone was listening to the podcast, though. Well, now they're all fucking dead. I mean, at least I'll probably get some press out of it. I don't know what Jerry Seinfeld was doing here, but that's a question for another day. Anyway, now that my hate-filled rant is finished, it's time to show some love with the top 10 anime favorites. Not of all time, but these are pretty darn good. Best news? I apparently killed everyone, so there's nobody left to call me on my hypocrisy. I finally feel like an American!
Number 10. Sailor Moon. Okay, I suppose I could have picked Ronin Warriors for this one because both represent the same thing. Nostalgia. They were on in the early mornings on, I think it was UPN or something. It was at a time when real dubbed anime, as opposed to other cartoons that were simply animated in the East, were just beginning to become integrated in the mainstream of kids' programming. For those of you unfamiliar with the franchise, I should probably tell the five of you what it's all about. A bunch of intergalactic princesses from a long time past suffer an apocalypse at the hands of Big Bad, who is either locked away or weakened to where it can't fight any longer, I forget. Some generations later, the princesses are reborn as high school girls, just as Big Bad returns to take over the world.
Of course!
You stole that from the Spoony Bod, and he stole that from the Nostalgia Cricket!
Shut up, Grandpappy, I don't need this today. Anyway, the bad? It's a girl's show. Lots of girly stuff. The good? Well, maybe I'll let the bare naked ladies feel that one. Thank you very much. It's not necessarily any better than Yu Yu Hakusho or Dragon Ball Z, story-wise, and it's a good 3 minutes out of each episode for transformation sequences, but on the whole, it was cute, it was charming, and it was pretty stable from one season to another. Damned if some of the soundtrack didn't get stuck in my head. It's a weird pick, but believe me, this is just the tip of the iceberg.
Number 9, The Big O. Like many animes, I first saw this one on the Cartoon Network Adult Swim block. Or was it Toonami? Or was it Magoozy? Damn it! Ugh, whichever it was, I remember immediately being turned off because of the theme song. Huh. What does this remind me of? Oh no. Oh no! We are the wisdom, no! No! Stop it! That's enough! Oh my god, make it stop! No! Anyway, The Big O is a mix of mystery, comedy, romance, and action, taking place in a dystopian civilization known as Paradigm City. Some odd 40 years ago, something happened. Something that both ruined the world outside of the domes of Paradigm City, and took away all of everyone's memories from that point on back. Meanwhile, in the present, we follow Roger Smith, hard-nosed, cynical ex-policeman voiced by Steve Bloom. He claims to be a negotiator, but he's more like James Bond or Batman if either of them worked on commission and had a giant robot. It's a mysterious, comedic, romantic, action-packed steampunk film noir. What's not to like? Well, the plot is hard to follow, but I'll tell you what is to like.
You're a loss.
And you're adorable, R. Dorothy Wainwright. And they've got Wendy Lee.
I'm listening to you, you know!
Next! Number 8. Princess Tutu. A couple of days ago, if you'd have asked me what I think about classical music, cute little duckies, and ballet, I would have respectively answered, I love it, I like them, and what? Princess Tutu is a new addition to the library of anime that I have watched, and an equally new addition to the anime that I am head over heels for. And believe me, when we're talking ballet, the head and heels are found in all sorts of wacky configurations. Princess Tutu is probably just as, if not more girly than anything Sailor Moon could have come up with. So if this new love can't be chalked up to nostalgia, how can I possibly reconcile it? This anime occurs in a strange world that, at first, seems to be your stereotypical anime middle to high school. However, the further in you go, the more you start to see the slight, shall we say, anomalies, such as the anthropomorphic cat who teaches dancing lessons, the main character who is in fact a duck in disguise, and a creepy old overlord of a narrator who bookends each episode and commercial break with his flamboyant presence. The plot is right out of a children's book. A prince's heart has been splintered in efforts to seal away an ancient monster, and now the brave princess must use her love to return his heart to him. But exactly how much does each character really know about the story they're playing part in? How much do they really know about each other, or themselves? It's a deliciously tangled web set to beautiful classical masterpieces, including Beethoven, Tchaikovsky, Wagner. Every episode is a festival for the ears and tugs at your heartstrings. Of course, every rose has its thorns. In this one, it takes the form of the main character's annoying friends and their dance instructor, but that's why God invented fast-forward buttons, or, in my case, a progress bar to skim over. From beginning to end, Princess Tutu is elegant and delightful. Notice how I was not laughing during this section. To tell you the truth, by the end, I was nearly in tears. Auf Wiedersehen, Princess. May my listeners enjoy your ballet as much as I.